The Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, has made public its midterm and long-term master plan. The board unanimously decided to move forward with the plan, which will be adopted next month. Board Chair Shelton Quarles, who played pro football with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl in 2003, compared the excitement of that run with TBARTA's announcement this morning.
I equate this to not necessarily the Super Bowl, but maybe the NFC Championship game we played Philadelphia. It was a nice buzz in the air. Everybody's excited about what was about to take place and about the game, and that's kind of what we're doing today and with the unveiling of the master plans.
The set of routes that should be in place by 2035 is known as the Midterm Regional Network. It relies on a 103-mile light rail system, also called short-distance rail, predominantly in Hillsborough and Pinellas counties, with an extension into Pasco. In addition, a variety of expanded bus options will be prevalent in all 7 TBARTA counties plus Polk. This 25-year project is expected to cost between $13.7 billion and $25.8 billion over that period. "That's a lot of money to me," says Board Chair Shelton Quarles, who added, "I think we can do it."
How about $125 a year per household, not per person in a household, per household in our area? You want to make it even simpler than that? How about $12 to $15 a month?
The 40-year long-term regional network adds 115 miles of commuter rail lines, also called long-distance rail, from Brooksville, Bradenton, and Lakeland to Tampa. The 2050 plan calls for extending light rail into South Tampa, North Pinellas, and between Bradenton and Sarasota, and even more bus options, especially in the less populated counties. The total cost of the entire system by 2050 could end up being $36.3 billion, but Board Vice Chair Frank Hibbard, Mayor of Clearwater, points out that not all of that funding will have to be raised locally.
We're going to be getting money from the state and getting money from the federal government, and we're leveraging. Right now, all of us in Tampa Bay are paying for mass transit, just not in Tampa Bay.
Somewhere else.
So your federal tax dollars are going to Arizona. They're going to Denver. They're going to Dallas and Charlotte. That's something we need to keep in mind. To be competitive and continue to get jobs, we have to have mass transit.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio stressed that the anticipated costs are for the entire regional system, and each community would only build what it considers necessary.
The Hillsborough Rail Plan is a fraction of these numbers that are being thrown around. And really, I don't think we should talk too much about the 2050 plan. I mean, by that time, we could be back on the gold standard. Who knows what's going to happen in our country? And I can't stress that enough, because I think there's no faster way to kill enthusiasm for a great progressive idea like light rail than throwing out a huge figure that nobody can relate to and that people think automatically is going to be something that's not going to work.
Earlier this month, Hillsborough County Commissioners took a step closer to placing a referendum on the 2010 ballot to increase sales tax by a penny to pay for the county's part of the regional plan. That includes light rail lines from downtown Tampa to USF, West Shore, and Tampa International Airport. This week, there's been discussion about Pinellas County doing the same. TBARTA board member Karen Seal, a Pinellas County Commissioner, thinks that it might be premature to ask the public to vote for a sales tax increase in 2010.
My personal opinion is that 2012 is another general election, and that would probably be better timing as far as putting a plan out to the public. We'll be past the recession, we hope, at that point. We will also be able to go through what they call the NEPA process. The NEPA process is where you have to have public hearings and a lot of analysis by the public and scrutiny of what you're proposing. It then allows you to go for the federal dollars in what they call the New Starts money.
TBARTA Executive Director Bob Clifford says he shouldn't take a stand about when Pinellas should place a transit funding referendum on its ballot.
I think each community needs to look at it. When do they believe they're ready to have that conversation with the community? How does it all tie in? That's something Pinellas County is going to have to address when they're ready. I think part of what we need to see is we need to get the first project or two within the region, wherever that may be, whether it's in Hillsborough, Sarasota, Hernando, who knows, get that project in place, and then you'll start to see people have that conversation, I think, more frequently as people can see what we're really talking about.
Mayor Iorio asked that a representative from the state's high-speed rail authority address the TBARTA board. That's so TBARTA's regional rail planning can link into a possible bullet train between Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. Clifford said that in addition to sales taxes, other transportation funding options are being considered by the state legislature as they debate the bill for the Orlando area commuter train known as SunRail.
There is on that bill, there was an amendment added to have the ability for counties via referendum to have an additional $2 rental surtax that could go to transportation and specifically transit as part of that. That was in committee. Don't know what will occur when it gets to the full floor.
TBARTA has not requested any funding in the upcoming year because they still have funds left from their initial $2 million allocation last year. But unless a legislative change is made, they will lose the balance at the end of this fiscal year. Executive Director Bob Clifford says that change is likely to be approved by the House and Senate in Tallahassee.
The continuation of it this year, we feel very good about it. It's in both budgets. And we believe it's going to go through, and we'll just be watching that closely.